Hello and welcome back. I want to talk a little bit about story versus reality. And what I found was when I was going out and I was starting to make the audios, the daily audios where I'm actually going out and making sales calls, I find that I use this tool probably the most often. I'm sure it, could change at this point because I've only done 4 or 5 of the audios. So we'll see as the 30 days progress whether I continue to use this tool as often as I am, but this is one of my favorites, and I'll tell you why. Let me explain to you first, before I do that, what I want you to do is I want you to think about, a particular call that you want to make and or a particular call that you've been procrastinating on, and I want you to write down your story regarding that call. And if you look at the manual, you'll see there's an example for call number one, and the question simply states, what's my story? And your story might go something like this. I met this woman 3 weeks ago at a bridal fair, and I haven't called her yet. I told her I would call her within a few days. Now I feel like she won't remember who I am, and it's too late to call. How many of you have leads in your dresser drawer right now or stacks of business cards somewhere from people that you have picked up their information, you've gotten their information for a lead, and then you never got around to calling them? And now you're looking at those stacks, and you're thinking, wow, it's been way too long since I've called them, and now I feel really nervous and apprehensive about calling this person. So the first question is, what's my story? So we want to identify that. We want you to write down what your story is about that particular call. And then we want you to write down how you feel. And how you feel might read something like this. I feel silly for waiting this long, and I feel nervous and apprehensive about making this call. Then what I want you to do is I want you to make the call, and I want you to document the actual outcome. And it might go something like this. I called her and she did remember me. She was interested in booking a party and we've set a date. And then the last question is, how do I feel now? And the answer, if that was the case as to what happened, your answer would probably be something along the lines of, I feel energized and I feel excited. Now, that isn't going to be the outcome every single time. But what I want you to realize here is we want to get your stories into your conscious reality. We want you to realize that every time you're procrastinating, every time you're fearful, every time you're not approaching somebody that you could be approaching in your business, it's probably based on a story that you're telling yourself. So we've got to get those into our conscious reality so that we can start to adjust and tell ourselves more empowering stories. The reason why we ask how you feel is we want you to realize that it's your story that creates your fear and your story that creates your apprehension. Then certainly we want to document the actual outcome as to what happens. And I think what you'll find is that your actual outcomes are never anywhere near as severe or catastrophic as what your story was telling you. Even if the person still tells you no, it's not going to be nearly as bad as you thought it was going to be in your story. And in order for you to realize that, you have to do this a few times so that you realize how far off your stories truly are. And then the last question is, how do I feel now? And the interesting thing is, when I use this tool, what I find happens is that regardless of whether or not the person says yes, I still feel great because I actually took action. I took control of my business. I took control of my fear. Now, instead of having my fear control me, I am controlling my fear. So regardless of the outcome, I'm very excited and I'm feeling very empowered about the fact that I took action. So we did give you a sheet where you have the opportunity to go ahead and document a story that you're telling yourself about calling a particular person and then ask yourself the remaining questions. How do you feel? What's the actual outcome? How do you feel now? And again, I think what you're going to find here is that your stories are always these catastrophic predictions of bad outcomes. And what you'll also find is even when people do still reject you or tell you no, you're still going to feel good because you took action on what it is you wanted in your business. And that's what we want to reward here. We want to get you to a point where you're detaching a little bit from the result. The result being the yes or no. We want to get you to a point where you are applauding yourself for taking action, and success is defined by the fact that you are taking action. Success or quote-unquote failure is not going to be based on whether or not the person says yes. Success is going to be defined by the fact that you took action, and because you took action, you should feel good, and you should feel good whether or not they said yes or whether or not they said no, because it's that action that will take your business to the next level. As long as you continue to take action, as long as you continue to ask you will find new prospects, you will find new customers, and you will build your business to the next level. So that's the purpose of that exercise. Again, you'll see it over and over and over again throughout the 30 days because it's one of my favorites to use. And it'll be throughout the 30 days that you get a better understanding of how it works and how it works when I'm out and I'm doing selling and what my inner conversation is at these particular times. So we'll look forward to that. Thanks for listening. And the next audio thing that I'm going to discuss is going to go over what we like to refer to as the process of manifestation. So we'll look forward to seeing you there.